This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, let's talk about the Pirates real quick. The Pirates about to sweep the Padres if they can win today. They play at 12:35. Pirates won the first two games, and this is a series that preludes the weekend series against the Milwaukee Brewers, which is important because the Pirates, if they win that series, can gain more ground in the NL Central, maybe get back to third or even second place in the division. But I've held this opinion for a little bit, and I wanted to talk about this because there were a bunch of people that were falling in love with the Reds, because the Reds caught up prospects and seemed like an exciting team. And right now the Reds are in first place. They have a 43-38 record, though, as a first-place team, so not necessarily a shining example of what you'd expect a playoff team to be. But I just want to remind people of this, because the Reds are doing well. They went on a hot streak. They won 10 games in a row. They also swept the Houston Astros in Houston, which is impressive, and they have young talent that they've brought up, and they were compared to the Pirates, because the Pirates were not calling up prospects and letting themselves sink. And right now the Pirates are in fourth, so I get that. But just before you get on a high about the Reds, just remember this. The Reds organization is one where, you know, the ownership leaders, they were talking about how, yeah, you know, where are you going to go? I don't have to spend money, because where are you going to go? There's no other game in town, right? Talking about Major League Baseball and how teams can make money regardless. And, you know, remember that before you start acting like the Reds are a model organization. And just remember, too, that back in 2020 was the last time they made the playoffs. Before that was 2013. And remember, the COVID shortened season allowed four teams from the NL Central to make the playoffs. And the Reds didn't score a single run in the two games that they lost to the Atlanta Braves in that three-game series. So just keep in mind, the Reds, they might be in first place now. Maybe they'll make the playoffs. Still a long season. It's still only June. The Brewers are a half game out, and every team right now but the Cardinals and the NL Central is in striking distance. So I don't like the comparison to the Reds, because their last meaningful legitimate playoff season was 2013, when they lost to the Pirates in the wild card game. They didn't make the playoffs in any other year but 2020, and they didn't score a single run in the COVID expanded playoffs in 2020. Since then, they've struggled, and they haven't won much of anything meaningful. So I don't like when, you know, a lot of Pittsburgh fans, you're just crying out because the Reds caught up Ellie De La Cruz and a bunch of other prospects. Calm down. The Reds are not that great of an organization. They haven't established anything significant yet. So other than the fact that they've caught up prospects, what else can you say about them? How much have they won in recent years? The Pirates haven't won much either. I get that. The Reds' last championship was 1990. The Pirates' last was 1979. I get all that. But I'm just saying, they're both in similar boats as organizations that are playing right now. And believe it or not, it looks bleak, and the Pirates struggled in that stretch. They lost 13-15, but the division is still attainable. And the Reds, one slip up, and they're out of the lead. The NL Central is the weakest division in baseball right now. So the Reds need to establish more for me to become believers in what they can do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.